Chapter 7. Catherine's Last Goodbye.
It was a dark winter's night, and we were both sitting in front of the fire at Thrushcross Grange. I was feeling a little better, but I was still weak. Nellie continued to tell me her story.
Mr. Heathcliff and Miss Linton stayed away for 6 weeks. During that time, Catherine became very ill. But Mr. Linton stayed with her and nursed her day and night. And by March, she had slowly started to get better. Finally, she was able to leave her bedroom and come downstairs. I lit a fire for her, and she sat in a chair by the window, staring out at the moor. 4 weeks after they had left, Isabella wrote a short note to her brother. It told him that she and Heathcliff were married. Edgar did not reply. Then, 2 weeks after that, I got a longer letter from her. Dear Nellie, 5 days ago, I came to Wuthering Heights and heard that Catherine is ill. I hope that she is getting better. Nellie, I miss Edgar and want to see his face again more than anything. As soon as I left Thrushcross Grange, I wanted to come back. Nellie, how did you live at Wuthering Heights? And who is Heathcliff? Is he a man? It was evening when Heathcliff and I arrived at Wuthering Heights. Joseph came out. What a rude man. The first thing he did was lift a lantern up to my face, and then he gave me an angry look and turned away. He took our horses, and Heathcliff stayed to talk to him while I entered the house. What a bare and dirty place. On my first night here, Heathcliff left me at the house and went out. Joseph and Hareton would not show me to our bedroom because Mr. Heathcliff had the key. I had to sleep in a chair in the kitchen until Heathcliff woke me in the morning. He had learned that Catherine was ill. He said she was ill because of my brother. He hates Edgar because Edgar married Catherine. And he wants to make me unhappy and hurt me so that he hurts Edgar. I am now living here. I have met Hindley Earnshaw, who drinks too much and seems unhappy and crazy. He hates Heathcliff and says it is because Heathcliff has taken his money from him. His son, Hareton, is rough and wild. Nellie, I hate Heathcliff. I have been stupid, and I am so unhappy. Please do not tell anyone at Thrushcross Grange what has happened. Yours, Isabella. As soon as I got this letter, I went to see Mr. Linton and told him that his sister was at Wuthering Heights. She wants you to forgive her, I said. Forgive her? Shouted Mr. Linton. I cannot forgive her, Nellie, and I do not want to see her. Can't you just write her a little note, sir? I asked. No, he answered. I do not want to talk to anyone in Heathcliff's family. On the Sunday that followed Isabella and Heathcliff's return, all the family and servants, except Catherine, went to church. Although it was early spring, the weather was warm, so I left the doors open. Catherine sat next to the window in her bedroom, in a long white dress, with her thick hair over her shoulders. Being ill had made her different. She was calm, and her eyes were dreamy and sad. Suddenly there was the sound of feet entering the hall below. Catherine quickly turned and looked towards the door with excited eyes. He did not find the room immediately, but walked up and down until she asked me to let him in. The next second, he was by her side and holding her in his arms. "Oh, Catherine, oh, you are my life," he cried. "What will happen now, Heathcliff?" she replied. "You and Edgar have broken my heart. I am not sorry for you. You have killed me, and you are happy because of it. You are so well and strong. How many years will you live after I have gone?" Heathcliff held her closer. Then he tried to rise, but she caught his hair in her hand and pulled him down. "I wish that I could hold you until we were both dead," she cried. "I don't care about your pain. Will you forget me? Will you be happy when I am under the ground? Will you love another woman and have many children? And in 20 years will you come to my grave and say, 'There lies Catherine Earnshaw. I loved her once and was sorry to lose her, but she has gone now.' Will you say this, Heathcliff?" "You will make me as mad as you," he shouted, pulling his head away. "How can you talk like that? Don't you realize that I will always remember these words? I have not killed you. You have killed yourself. Oh, Catherine, why did you betray your own heart?" And suddenly her arm was around his neck, and her face was against his, and they were both crying. "Why did you marry Linton, Catherine?" he went on. "Yes, you can kiss me and make me kiss you and cry. You loved me. So why did you leave me for him and your weak love? No one could part us, but you did. I have not broken your heart. You have broken it, and now mine is broken too. What kind of life will I have without you in it? Let me go. Let me go," cried Catherine. "If I have done something wrong, then I am dying for it now. You left me too, but I'm not angry with you. Forgive me." It is hard to forgive and look into these eyes and feel these thin hands, he answered. "Kiss me again and don't let me see your eyes. I forgive you for what you have done to me." They were quiet then, their faces together and wet from crying. I watched them worriedly. It was late afternoon now. "Mr. Linton will be home from church soon," I said. Heathcliff groaned, but Catherine was quiet and never moved. Suddenly I saw the servants and Mr. Linton walking towards Thrushcross Grange. "He is here now," I shouted. "Please go. Go out of the back door. You won't meet anyone if you go that way." "I must go, Catherine," said Heathcliff. And he tried to pull himself away from her. "But I will be under your window all night. I will not leave you." "You must not go," she answered, and she held him against her. "You shall not. I will die, Heathcliff. I will die." Then her head fell back and her arms dropped to the floor. At that moment, Mr. Linton entered the room. When he saw Heathcliff, Mr. Linton's face was very angry. but he quickly took his wife in his arms. "I will go," Heathcliff said. "But I will stay in the garden under the trees. Nelly, please bring me news of her, or I will come back. I don't care if Linton is here or not." At midnight, Kathy, who you met at Wuthering Heights, was born. She was very small and was born 2 months early. 2 hours after that, her mother died. Edgar was filled with grief, and he was always a sad man after that. He was sad because of Catherine's death, of course, but also because Kathy was a daughter, not a son. "Kathy will have no control over her life when she gets married," Edgar thought sadly. "When I die, the house and her money will belong to her husband. So a man will always own Thrushcross Grange." The following morning was sunny. Mr. Linton lay quietly next to his wife's body. I went outside quietly and found Mr. Heathcliff standing under the trees in the gardens with his hat in his hand. As I walked towards him, he lifted his dark eyes and looked at me. "She's dead," he said. "I've not waited here for hours for you to tell me that." "Don't cry, Nelly. She doesn't want you to cry." But I was crying for him too. "Yes, she is dead," I replied.
"And did she ever say my name?"
"She did not wake up again after you left her," I replied. "Now she lies with a sweet smile on her face. I hope she wakes happily in heaven." He hit his head against the tree then and growled like a wild animal. When he looked up, he had blood on his face. Then he kicked the ground hard with his foot. "I cannot live without my life," he screamed. "I cannot live without my soul." Catherine Linton's funeral was on the Friday after her death. Hindley did not come, and Isabella was not asked to come. Catherine was buried near a low wall next to the moor that she loved.